This is tape number 6 of a 12-tape series of sermon speeches given by Pastor Jiang in California. The topic of this series is Keys to a Victorious Spiritual Warfare. Today's message was preceded by a testimony shared by a Christian sister in the church. Thank God, today I'm here to share my personal testimony with you. Our Lord is so worthy of our praise and thanksgiving. And I came up here, I just couldn't believe what the Lord has accomplished in me and with me. Our Lord is really a lovely Lord and also trustworthy God. About over a year ago, I just started joining this church. And I learned so many new messages and teachings of the Bible, which I haven't heard before. And particularly the messages about the spiritual warfare and how we can tap on the great power of the Holy Spirit and we can have our sickness and diseases are healed. When I heard the other Christians share their personal testimonies with us, I find it hard to believe. I asked myself, is it true? Could this all happen to someone like me? So I really sort of like have this great admiration and also envy these people and the Lord has done great works in them. And I also remember the Bible said, because the wounds the Lord received and was inflicted on him, so we are healed. That's the teaching in the Bible. But for the first time, it really caught my attention. But for the past year or so, and these messages became reality in me. And when I grew up, since a very young age, I always had this common cold. Common cold seems like a part of me. It had been with me all many, many years. So since I came to this church, I still had this common cold problem. So I decided before the Lord, I want to rely on you to have you help me to heal this common cold. Because for this many years, for decades, and for me, it's very easy for me to get the catch cold. When I was a young kid, my mother brought me to doctor's office all the time. I got shots almost on a daily basis. Anything happens, any slightest thing happens in my life, I could easily catch cold. And not only that, when I had a cold, I coughed so badly. I coughed to the point I sweat very profusely also. And so one strange thing happened to me. I was so afraid to go to use the bathroom because every time when I use the bathroom, my cold got worse and I sweat more. So since I came to this church, I made up my mind to ask the help from the Lord. So what I did is, as soon as I started coughing or I have signs of any cold I was about to catch, I just opened my mouth and proclaimed in the name of the Lord, depart from me the sickness of cold, depart from me the cough, depart from me and never come back. I just proclaimed in the name of the Lord, I cast out the spirit of cough, I cast out the spirit of cold, depart from me, I don't want you. And in the name of the Jesus, I cast out cough. I demand the cop leave me. And I did that quite a bit, and I started to realize what I did really helped me a great deal. And not only that, I tried to pass on this spiritual skill to my husband and my child also. So when my husband and child caught cold, they did not do something like I was taking up to do from the teachings of this church. So I started teaching them. I started sharing my experience with them. I said, well, if next time when you feel any signs of cold, feel any signs of starting of a bad cough, you need to do the same thing I have been doing recently, which is proclaim in the name of the Lord, cast out the demon of cough. Cast out the demon of cold. And my husband and my child just started, at first they did not believe me, but gradually they started to follow along. They did the same thing I did, which also helped them. And so that past September, Lord told me, Lord wanted me to share my personal testimony with the congregation that for the whole year, I did not have any coughing. And I was a little bit wary. I was a little bit afraid on the cautious side because when I look at a calendar, it was September only. And we still have 4 or 5 months to go. And I was kind of afraid. I was reluctant to share this testimony with the congregation. So, but since Lord told me, I knew I had to be super careful and very cautious about my health. So whenever I sense the first slight sign of cough or cold, I just very loudly open my mouth and proclaim in the name of the Lord, cast out the demon of cough, cast out the demon of fever, cast out the demon of common cold. And today I'm standing up and sharing with you, the Lord is faithful, Lord has been true to me all along. For the past year, and it's been over a year now, and I haven't had a cold. I haven't had a bad cough problem, so I really want to share with you. So it's just like James 1st, verse 25, it says, and James 1st 1, but a man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. So it became reality with me because I just heard the law of God, and I just did according to the teachings of the Lord. Then Lord proved himself to be very faithful and truthful to me. Today's message starts from here. Well, just like the sister shared with us, and we really need to engage ourselves into this great spiritual warfare. Remember in the book of Genesis, well, on the day when the great Hebrew people left the land of Egypt, in the eyes of the Lord, it is a great army. It is army of God. Even though this army contained a lot of elderly and a baby and infants and the sick and the crippled, all that, but still important thing, the main point is in the sight of the Lord, it is a great army of God. So today, Christians today, you and I are members, are soldiers of the great army of the Lord. But so many times you and I are not aware, we do not recognize, we do not understand, we do not realize we are soldiers of the great army of our Lord. So that's why oftentimes we don't know, we don't understand, and we kind of find it's hard to comprehend why we need to be engaged in this spiritual warfare. What's the point of it? And why should we do that? That's because we have this misunderstanding. We do not understand that we are soldiers of the great army of God. Like the sister just shared her testimony with us. She had been sick for so many, many years with common cold and bad cough. And she had taken so many different kinds of medications. And most of these medications, they just exert a lot of side effects on your body. It is not good for your body. Not until only about a year ago, this sister just decided to engage in this spiritual warfare. And she took action in this particular field, in particular area of her spiritual life. And the Lord proved himself to her truthful and trustworthy. So this sister was under the bondage of the control of the evil one for so many decades. But once she made up her mind to ask the help of the Lord, she wants to, and she was willing to be engaged in this spiritual warfare with the help of the Lord, with the great power of the Holy Spirit. She was able to came out victorious. The evil one, Satan, can do nothing to her anymore. So it is very important thing is for you and I, we need to break the bondages of Satan, of the evil one. I knew this for years back. I knew this Christian who was a PhD candidate and who was born with this very bad problem of stutter. And he stuttered a great deal. And once he came to our church to join our church service, he learned the message of the spiritual warfare, and he decided to do something about it. So he started praise the Lord every day, and he started to praise God and to proclaim the victory of Jesus. And he started to engage in this area of spiritual warfare. He wants to tap on the great resource of the Lord to remove his stutter problem. So he just continued to praise the name of the Lord on a daily basis. He also proclaimed in the great name of God to cast out the demon of stuttering. And he was determined to that. So every day he did that. He said, in the name of Jesus, I cast out the demon of stutter. Depart from me. Depart from me. I cast out this demon of stutter and never come back. And later on, he was cured. He was cured by the Lord. The evil one could no longer exercise control over him in this particular aspect. Another example is one co-worker in the church. The two of us, we went to it was about time for a summer retreat. And she had this bad fever. And but now it's only a day or two before the summer retreat. It's a multi-day conference. So she decided to just go to the conference regardless of the fever she was having. But it seems the fever problem was getting worse and worse. So we went over there. We went to the conference. So it was not until the third day or the fourth day. She still had that fever. Then on the fourth day in the afternoon, when it's time when we had this congregation, we had this joint time, which is to wait upon the Lord. The whole congregation was spending some very quiet moments before the Lord at a conference room. And all of a sudden, later on, she shared with me, she felt this feeling, a thin piece of object, suddenly left her body, and her fever was gone. That instant, her fever was gone, completely gone. So this is the work of the Lord. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes, when we feel we are sick, we had a fever, we had a cough, all that, we just took it for granted. It's just a normal situation with our body. So we just did not do anything. We just leave it alone. We let the sickness take its course. Let's turn to the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. So make your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. So it says we need to be sanctified. In three aspects of ourself, which is our spirit, our soul, our body, all these three areas, we need to be sanctified by our God. If you and I are willing to let God to come into us to work in ourselves, then we can be, and we should be, and we must be sanctified in these three aspects of our body. Remember, for the past few weeks we shared, both Satan and God wants to establish his residence in us. Satan wants to establish his residence of filth in us. God wants to establish his holy residence. That's why we have this great fight in us. Like I said before, and let me emphasize one more time, the greatest battleground is within us. That's the largest and toughest battleground in this world. So one way Satan wants to brought down these people, Satan wants to attack these people to bring them down, is through sickness, through diseases. So when we have all sorts of sickness and diseases, whether it's minor or it's major, this is a time for us to engage in this area of spiritual warfare. We need to fight back. We just fight against the works and attack of Satan. So God wants to sanctify us, wants to sanctify our spirit, our soul, and our body. So these three parts will be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Bible said that God wants to build His peace into us. Peace into us, the purpose, because we are called for this purpose. You and I are called by God for this purpose, is to let God to build His peace and rest in us. So in order to receive fully this peace from God, we need to fight against attack of Satan. And in this particular area is our sickness and diseases. We need to fight. We do not just fall down and lie down in the bed. Let the evil one attack us at his free will. We need to stand up. We need to rise and fight back with the help of God, with the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to proclaim in the name of the Lord to fight back. So when we need to have this peace in us, which is God's will to build in this peace into us, peace is closely related to holiness. Okay, when you let God build His holiness in you, then you will have this peace. On the other hand, when you have this full peace in you, then it will not be difficult for you to live a holy life before Lord and man. So it is yours and mine's responsibility to live a holy life before Lord. So we need to be always on guard, whether or not we have this peace in our hearts. We may be very busy, we have a busy schedule, but deep in our spirit, in our heart, do we have this peace within us? Do we have this peace from the Lord residing in us and taking control? Oftentimes we just teach our children this and that, we teach a biblical truth to them, but our life example just says something just the opposite, because we do not have this peace within us. You and I need to be on guard, always let the peace of the Lord to take control of our lives, to take control of ourselves, no matter how busy our schedules are. We need to live a life which our inner peace is shown all the time. So if we experience nervousness and anxiety in our lives, which means the peace of the Lord is not within us. Remember when we filled our chapel, our sanctuary, and a lot of people started to worry. And at the time, I just prayed before God, I need to be very careful. I need to be sure Lord's peace is not with me. I shouldn't be anxious. I shouldn't be concerned and worried, because our Lord is in control of everything. Even though we are filling up this sanctuary, the Lord is in control. Lord has His own plan. Lord has His own timing. So the important thing, I need to examine and search my heart every day. Do I still have this peace residing in me? The peace from the Lord with me. So I shouldn't be anxious. I shouldn't be worried. Even though we are filling up the sanctuary hall, we should be looking for a second place. I just won't let that kind of feeling just reside inside me. I need to always rely on God, pray to God, and enjoy the peace from the Lord. I need to search every day to make sure the peace of God is still with me. That's the reason why it's so important. I have preached for many, many times. I have repeated many, many times. Every day of our Christian lives, we need to spend some time, some quiet time, silent time before the Lord. We need to spend some time in the intimacy, in the inner chambers, to fellowship with our Lord. So let the Lord speak to our hearts, to let the Lord's peace come into our hearts and stay there, to establish residence in us. So we will have this peace from the Lord with us no matter where we go, no matter what we do, or what kind of situations or environment we are in, we have this peace of the Lord with us. So for. Oftentimes when we see the need or when we see some difficult situation coming our way and we don't wait upon the Lord for answer, for guidance, it's simply our nature. Our nature wants to rise to the occasion to do something immediately to the problem or to the potential need and things along that line. And that's why Bible teaches us, if when things like that happens in our life, and we want to jump on a quick animal and we want to run to do something, then the Bible says the ones who are chasing us will be as fast. So it's very important. It's very important, particularly in this society and time and day. Our lives are very busy. Yes, our environment can be very busy. Our daily life schedule can be very busy. But our inner being, our spiritual life, our spiritual self should always have this peace of the Lord with us. Beware of the trick of Satan. One of the major tricks of Satan, who is playing on each and every one of us, is to make our lives very busy, make our just daily schedules very hectic. So since we are so busy, we are so hectic, we are running from one place to another, our mind is never at rest. We don't have any quiet moments, so our heart is really kind of consumed with all the toils of this world, all the worries and concerns of this world. So we do not have any time before the Lord. We do not have any time with the Lord. And that's the trick Satan is playing on us. Watch out on that. A doctor of internal medicine told me, 80% of the internal medical problems are related to the human heart. To the human mind and human heart. It depends upon what kind of mood, what kind of emotions this person is. If this person feels always pressured and stressed out, then more health problems will develop in this person. So Christian brothers and sisters, these are warnings to you and I, and we need to be very careful about it. So we really need to spend every day, on an everyday basis, we need to spend some quiet time with the Lord. So the Lord will strengthen us. The Lord will refresh and renew us for the loads of the day, for the works of the day, for the responsibilities of the day. Let's turn to another passage. Here's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 3 to 5. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. So it is important we need to avoid, we need to stay away from sexual immorality and lust. So this is an important area of Christian holiness. The Christian holiness is a very important aspect. We need to stay away from sexual immorality. We need to guard against those lusts. We all know we live in a time which is sexual immorality is a very common thing. It's almost widely accepted, particularly for guys, and they have a lot of experience of fornications. They don't care because guys think, I will never get pregnant. It's okay with me. But any people, any person, if you're engaging in this kind of behavior and lifestyle, and you are opening yourself up for the attack of Satan, so he can come into you and easily establish his residence of filth in you. So the Bible is warning us, not in passionate lust like the heathen. So we should not follow the footsteps of heathen, of the people of the world who are going. It says these are people who do not know God. And particularly in sexual sins, if you have this kind of sin inside you and you engage this kind of lifestyle and this kind of sin, and it is very, very difficult for you to get out of it. Let's look at 1 Corinthians verses 13 through 20. Food for the stomach and the stomach for food. But God will destroy them both. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh, but he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. So it's an important thing. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So it is an important message. We really need to have this understanding very clear in us. Our body does not belong to us. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, is a residence of the Spirit of God. Because God bought us with a high price. So our body no longer belongs to us, but belongs to God, belongs to the Holy Spirit. So we do not have control over our body anymore. The Holy Spirit, we should invite the Holy Spirit come into our body and pass on the control to the Holy Spirit. So the important message here is do not unite our body with a prostitute. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So it says you drink for the honor of God. You eat to honor your God. So for the glory of God, you do everything in your life, regardless it's a small thing or big thing. So like in chapter 6, verses 13 through 20, he says, food is for stomach, and the stomach for food. But God will destroy them both. So it just tells us, we do not live in this world just thinking about food. Our mind is not just for the use to think about food all the time. Our mind shouldn't be consumed by the thoughts of the food at all. Because God says he will destroy both. So oftentimes when males get married, particularly Chinese males, they ask a lot from their wives. They need a very fancy food for every dinner. So this way, their wives spend a lot of time in the kitchen, which is a time wasted. I'm not saying we Christians don't eat. Yes, we eat, but don't just spend so much time, energy, and thoughts on the food alone. That's the teaching by the Bible. Instead, later on, the message we can see is our body is for God. God is here for our body, for the benefit of our body. So since this is the teaching of the Bible, so it is very important for you and I to take good care of our body, not spending too much time concentrating on fancy food. But on the other hand, we really need to take good care of our body. And that's another area a lot of Christians, we goofed. We fail to take good care of our body. Because he says our body is a temple of Holy Spirit. Many people grew up on junk food because they that's their tradition, that's their habit. It's a deep-rooted habit. So when they become adults, they still like it junk food. That's no good. That's no good. For the sake of honoring God, you and I need to change. If that's the way we have been brought up, then we have to make a decision to change that. We need to take good care of our body for what? For honoring God, for the glory of God. So small things like do not eat too much salt, do not use too much soy sauce, And one nutritionist told me that the concentration of salt in the soy sauce is many times of the same amount of table salt. So we need to be careful. Even small things, minute things like that, we need to take good care of. So if you don't do anything now, if you just sort of like a goof down these things, and you just turn a deaf ear to these things and let these things slide by, then when you reach to middle age or maybe even earlier than that, and you start to develop health problems, and by then probably when you go to the medical office, the doctors will force you to quit your diet, to force you to be put on some other diets which is against your liking, against your taste, then why do that? Why do that? So since you still have control over yourself, and if you just heed the teachings of the Bible, taking good care of your body, and in terms of eating, in terms of your food, in terms of your diet, just be careful. Just follow the common sense and guidelines. Don't indulge yourself in your old habits. Then, when you reach your middle age or even later, even your golden age, you can still enjoy a very balanced diet, and you can enjoy most of the food that you would like to. So I find it hard to believe for someone who did not take care of these small things in her eating, in his eating or dieting, that when this person gets sick, he asks the people at the church to pray for him, and sometimes it may happen that the Lord heals him. But what if after he was healed, he continued his old way of eating, his old diet, things like that, and I doubt later on when he develops a health problem again, the Holy Spirit will heal him. Because God's grace, when God wants to give you grace, God wants you to change also, to be molded into the image of Christ. God does not want to give you grace so you can continue to indulge yourself in your bad habits, in your sinful way of life. So Christians, we need to be on guard. We need to be always very watchful on these things. Be very cautious. And I understand that our diet is pretty much determined in our childhood, because when we grew up, what our parents cooked for us, we pretty much grew up on that kind of diet. Then when we become adults, we are used to that kind of diet. We seldom just sort of like step outside our boundaries, and we only eat food we are used to do, and we know these food. We seldom eat other things we never heard of, we never touched or we never tried. And I remember when I grew up, I never had carrots and a few other vegetables. And I remember I never had green peppers. Not until many years later I learned green pepper, those are not very spicy, fat green peppers. They are very rich in vitamin C. Carrots is also very nutritious food. But for example, these are the two things I grew up without. So I was not used to these foods. But since I learned about the nutrition values of these two particular vegetables, so I just made up my mind I want to start eating these food. So when I cook these food, and before I sit down to eat, I just imagine these were very delicious food. Then I eat it. I can really enjoy it. I can really get used to it. I can really appreciate these two vegetables, even though they were relatively new for me to get started. So it is important. It is important on these small things. I have seen so many people, they wanted to devote themselves full time to serve the Lord. But on the other hand, they fail to take good care of their physical body, their physical health. They just ignore the so many seemingly trivial things, but they are important. These things, they look small, look unimportant, but actually accumulatively in the long run, they play a major influence on your health. So that's why the Bible teaches to drink for the glory of God and to eat for the glory of God. So these words can be taken seriously and literally. So we really need to closely examine our diets and our all meals, what kind of food we are eating, what kind of drinks we are taking. These things matter. These things matter. Don't think these are small things, and you think for service for the Lord is important. What you eat, what you stuff down your throat, it is something trivial. It is something can be neglected and ignored. You are dead wrong. You and I need to be careful. You and I need to take a close look at what food we are eating. Take a close look at our diets. Since we are soldiers of the great army of God, we need to take care of these small things. For all those men among us, if you have been in army, you know what I'm talking about. Once when you are listed, when you are stationed in the battalion, and your time is strictly monitored, when to get up, when to go to sleep, when to shut out the light, and all your meal time is fixed, and all the food you are given are very balanced. The food may not be very tasty, but the nutritious values are very balanced. And normally, after a year or two, you have been in the army. When you come back home, you become much a stronger person, not only in muscle-wise, in character, in general health, you are a much better person now. Because the timetable is very, very, very much regulated, and your food is very nutritious. And all these things are done in a very proper way to benefit your body, your soul, and your spirit in general. So it's important. So we need to exercise this kind of self-discipline in all aspects of our lives, including our drinks and our foods. So that's why the Bible teaches we eat for the glory of God and we drink for the glory of God. Another thing is stay up late at night. That's another area we need to talk about a little bit. Unless you are really praying late at night, you are praying the night vigil. That's a different thing, because the Lord's presence is with you and He will strengthen you. He will give you support, body, mind, and soul. That's a different thing. But otherwise, you stay up late for other things, and you are causing your health damages. So we need to take good care of our physical health. Normally when we are weak in our physical body, these are the times Satan finds that we become easy targets for him to attack. Another thing I want to bring up is our words, the words out of our mouth. We need to be very careful. We need to watch our own mouth. We only want words of support, words of encouragement, words of comfort, words of praise, words of faith to come out of our mouth. But instead, on the other hand, if we let words of grudges, words of bitterness, words of hatred, words of criticism, these things coming out of mouth, then we become not only a difficult person, other people find hard to deal with. Not only that, we open ourselves up for Satan to establish his residence in us. And let me give you another example. When we are sick, we need to have a firm faith in the Lord. And particularly when it's time of Christian conferences and meetings, try not to skip these conferences. Because that's where the spirit of the Lord is. If you continue against your own sickness and weakness, you just strive against these things and continue to go to the conferences, you don't know. You might be healed in the midst of these conferences. It is important. I remember at one time I had this very bad allergy problem. It is those reddish rashes all over my body and different lumps, and it is so itchy. It is unbearably itchy, and that started on Sunday. So on Sunday we have this worship service, and on Monday we have another Christian conference, and I still wanted to go, and I refused to but. And I continue to go to that conference. And somebody called the doctor's office for me. Doctor said, well, Sunday night, well, you were too late. You don't have good doctors here. So you might have just wait until Monday morning. So I just waited. I waited, and not only the doctor advised some medication, one sister brought this medication for me and applied and used that medication, but it only helped for about 1 hour, and I just woke up. I couldn't go to sleep because the itchiness. So Monday morning, I just went to this hospital. I saw the doctor. I had one shot. I had some medication. I came back. But even that medication, that shot I was given, did not help too much. And the itch was so unbearable. I couldn't go to sleep. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't sit. It seems nothing I can do because the itch was in the way. And on Monday night, we had this intercessory prayer meeting. And I was about to give up. I wanted to stay home because the itchiness was so bad. But I thought, but another voice in my heart says, no, you need to go. You need to go, even though you are suffering so much. So I ended up going there. I went to that intercessory meeting. We prayed for others, that a lot of present, they also prayed specifically for my itchiness, my allergy. And after that prayer meeting, and it seems the problem seemed much better. So I just went home, and I just washed and brushed, and by the time I went to bed, and the problem was completely gone, completely gone. So for a day or two, it was the first time I could go to sleep. Not only that, I had a very peaceful and enjoyable sleep. So this example I just want to say is, do not just giving to your body. Okay, sometimes your body did not feel like to go, but it depends upon where you are going, even though you might be physically weak. Another example is one minister in my church many years ago. She had a bad car accident, and her spine really hurt. And she had a great difficulty in walking and in moving around. But she continued, right after the accident, she just continued her way to the church to join our meeting. And in the meeting, we worshipped and we prayed. But the pain was so bad for her, was so severe for her. So so she went to Sister Claire Young's office for help. Sister Claire Young prayed for her. So she prayed a short prayer for her, and the Sister Karen did not say, go home and rest. She did not say that. She just prayed in the name of Jesus, prayed for her. That was Wednesday night. So Thursday morning, even though the problem was still there, and that minister continued to come to join our meeting. Then right in the middle of our prayer, right in the middle of our worship and singing, all of a sudden, the healing of the Lord just came down on her, and her pain was gone. She was completely healed. That instant, she was completely healed. So yes, it's also the Bible's teaching. You do according to your faith. You do according what your faith tells you. But also at the same time, we really need to raise our banner of faith. We need to strive to raise our banner of faith when we are in times of need, in times of difficulty, in times of suffering. We really need to just draw on all our courage and raise our banner of faith to proclaim in the name of the Lord. We want to fight this battle. Yeah, like a spiritual warfare in the area of physical health, you and I need to start from small things, like the sister just shared her testimony with us. Start from like a common cold, a cough, some seemingly very common sicknesses and diseases. You need to start from small things. I remember I shared with my personal testimony with you is I also had a very bad cough problem for many, many years. And these, even though they are small, but they can be very consistent, very bad sicknesses with us. So I started on small things like the coughing also. I remember reading something in a book, in a Christian book, says when you fall down, when you had bruises, you hit here and there, maybe on your knee, on your leg, some small bruises, all that. Maybe you just tripped and you fall and on the floor, stuff like that. Even those small things, these small fall, you need to proclaim in the name of Jesus, Lord, cover me with your precious blood. Cover me with your blood. Cover me with your blood. So that's why I taught the same thing with my 2-year-old nephew. I taught the same message with him. So I remember years ago when I brought him to the outside to play, and he just tripped and fell. And he got up and he learned my message very well. And he got up, he said, Jesus, cover me with your blood. Jesus, cover me with the blood. And she just touched wherever he fell, and he said, hey, it seems okay. I'm okay. And he just jumped and continued his running. So it seems so easy for a small child. It's so easy to learn the truth of God. So oftentimes when he fell, he will call out to me. He said, I want to pray. I just fell. I want to pray. I just tripped. I want to pray to God. God, help me. Jesus, cover me with your blood. Jesus, I praise your name. Jesus, I praise your name. My pain is gone. I'm okay. See, this is a beautiful example demonstrated by a 2-year-old. So you and I, are we willing to become like this 2-year-old? We just take the word of God and put it into our daily practice. That's what I said the last time. It's very important to trample on the young lion. That's the passage in the Bible. We need to trample on the young lion, starting from small things. And in our recent winter retreat, this sister shared her testimony with us about her allergy problem. She had this allergy problem for 20 years. It's a 20 long years. And it was a very severe problem for him. Because of her very unusual allergy problem, she had to take some very strong medication. These strong medication are very, very bad for a person's health. But she did not have a choice. She had to take it. Without taking it, her allergy would become worse and worse. And her joints would be so painful, she couldn't even move or walk. But if she took these medications, and she would develop this very bad skin problem. So either way, she had a severe problem. But every year, starting from August, for about 4 or 5 months, she had to be put on this bad, very strong medication. And she really suffered miserably for these 4 or 5 months out of the 12-month period. So every year, she suffered for that period, starting from August to November or December. It is a very painful time for her, and also very dreadful experience in her life. But when she just came to our winter retreat, she heard the message. She heard the message, how to fight against Satan with the help of the Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit. And she also heard the message of the spiritual warfare. She also heard the message focusing on the spiritual warfare, particularly the aspect of physical health, and how to proclaim in the name of the Lord to fight a person's sicknesses and disease. And she also heard the message how to establish a personal relationship and a good relationship, intimate, close relationship with the Lord. And she put all these messages to her practice, to her daily life, to make all these messages of her reality of her daily lives. And she started to praise the Lord every day. She praises the Lord. She praised the great name of God. And she thanked the Lord. She thanked Jesus every single day. And she knows it's so important. She's had this new weapon she can use, which is open her mouth and praise out loud the name of the Lord. So August came, and she had this allergy problem. It started all over again, and the pain came back, and everything seemed, it just came back in full swing and in full force. and she felt very painful. But one thing different, in the midst of her painful suffering, she continued to praise the Lord. She did not want to give up. She praised the Lord. She asked help from the Lord. She prayed earnestly to God for help for healing. Then all of a sudden, at one time during her pleading with the Lord, she felt this warm rush. This warm rush covered her whole body from head to foot. Then after that, she was healed. This allergy problem was completely gone. Isn't it miraculous without God? That problem was completely gone. So, Christians, we need to believe our God is Almighty God. Our God is omniscient, is omnipresent. Our God can do anything. There is nothing which is too difficult for Him. So we really need to glory our God through our body, through our physical health. So no matter what kind of problems we are experiencing in our health, whether it's a big problem or a small problem, just have one thing in your mind, bear one thing in mind is, when you have a problem, particularly those small problems, don't just go to the hospital or go to the doctors right away. If you are a Christian, just give it a few moments, think about it. If this is a small problem, do you want to practice? Are you willing to try to engage in this spiritual warfare, to fight against the Satan, attack of Satan? And you want to use your body to exercise the great power of the Holy Spirit, to proclaim in the name of Jesus Christ, to just fight this spiritual warfare, and ask the help of the Lord, ask the healing power of the Holy Spirit to come in you and just present yourself before God. Let Him work in you. And Paul Amonis shared with me his personal experience. And last year, he went to Hong Kong to attend a marriage ceremony. And early in the morning, one morning, very early, his relative brought him to the hilltop to enjoy the panoramic view of the Gulf of Hong Kong and Kowloon. And it's early in the morning because the Hong Kong's weather and climate. And when he went up there, and his whole body was covered with mosquito bites. Not only that, it's very itchy, and it also heated the lumps because these bad, severe mosquito bites. And it felt very, very bad and very itchy. But he just praised the Lord. In the midst of this, he said, Jesus, I praise your great name. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I praise you. And he praised all the way to the top. And he did that all the way while he came down. But you know what? When he just arrived at the foot, when he came back and arrived at the foot of the mountain, all these mosquito bites disappeared. Just because Paul refused to give in. Instead, he just opened his mouth and he proclaimed the name of the Lord. He praised the great name of Jesus. He said, Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I praise you. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Because he continued to do that in the midst of his suffering. So the Lord helped him. The Lord healed him. So even though he was in the midst of difficulty and suffering, he had this peace, he had this hope, he had this faith inside him. So Christian brothers, remember, Bible had this verse, I love you more than my life. Lord, I love you. I love you more than my life. Christians, is that truth with you and with me? So it's very important on a daily basis, when we do not have major problems, we need to spend a few moments with the Lord in silence, in solitude, every day. So I just encourage you, I also challenge you, every Christian among us, you spend 15 minutes. Spend 15 minutes with the Lord every day. Just try to set a date. set a date with our God every day for 15 minutes. That's very important. So you can be refreshed. You can be like a battery. You will be recharged to handle all the tasks and the responsibilities of your day. So this way, then you will gradually build up your faith for the Lord. That's in hymn 384. Here terminates Pastor Chang's message.